Blog Talk Radio.
Dream when I want you in my arms, when I want you, and all your charms whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream when I feel blue in the night, and I need you to hold me tight whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine.
Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I just saw a quick message come up on my screen. It says, don't forget, you only got 4 days left, 3 days left for Valentine's Day. And I said, I was thinking of the ad that's been predominant on the web, on the TV stations I watch, and it's this 4 foot a teddy bear. Well, well, I can tell you right now that if I bought my main squeeze, as the drug addicts used to call them, yeah, if I bought my main squeeze, a 4 foot teddy bear, I would end up in the emergency room and getting the removal of a 4 foot teddy bear. Yeah, no, I don't think that's what girls want, guys. I don't think they don't want a 4 foot teddy bear. Now, if you had a teddy bear costume, that might help out. Then she could put you on top of the pillow. We're going to do a quick run through all the things that are popping up in the USA in the internet, just in case one day when Obama finally tightens the noose on America's neck and issues an executive order shutting down all competition in the United States, from workforces to radio shows, we may be forced to go underground. And somewhere out on the internet, there might be a faint light of flickering. And it might be me. So I figure we'll do dry runs and get ready. Let's see what we got here. Joe Miller, looks like our senator is in trouble. Joe Miller, he's got a nice blog site. Look, Mark Begich is in trouble. He knows it. Harry Reid knows it. Barack Obama knows it, and the Alaskan people know it. I hear Alaska is the next state to go weed. I hope that's not true. You know, we all look to Alaska. We consider Alaskans to be real pioneer stock, guys who know how to survive, and they all have guns. Even the women carry guns. And guns is good, and especially in New York City. Yeah, and you do need 30 deer. You do need 30 bullets to kill a deer, because in New York the deer carry guns too. All right. So he's saying he's rooting for the opponent of Begich, Mark Begich. And they were also talking about Sarah Palin running for the Senate, and that would be good, as Sarah Palin was railroaded by both Republicans and Democrats. She got sold out big time. First off, you got to remember, Republicans are scaredy cats. They're afraid of their own shadow. And when a fire-breathing a Democrat says, drops a label on them, they run for the hills. So when the Communists, which is now the Democrat Party, is now the Communist Party, when they started smearing Sarah Palin, like they smeared that poor innocent girl, Monica Lewinsky. Not that Sarah Palin is a Monica Lewinsky, but she got the Monica Lewinsky treatment. That's a typical communist, the Democrat tactic. If a woman expresses her proclivity for saving babies, she's immediately labeled a tramp. And that's the Hillary Clinton slander division. Okay, so Joe Miller plugged his guy. You guys up in Alaska, send us a Republican, preferably one who drinks tea. Impeach Obama T-shirts ruled a safety hazard by town council. You see, there are government, there are communist blocks being set up now. Their commissars are being set up with rules and regulations. That's step one. Eventually, they'll come to your house and take your children away. And soon, Kindle. No, we're not doing that. We're going to jump into a tune for you. I'm looking for 2-minute tunes. I'm going to give you 2 minutes of politics and 2 minutes of tunes. So this way, maybe you'll stay and have a drink with us. ABC's a
love. I love when one two because my heart is true.
Through a couple of articles that are on the Weston Center for Journalism, Informing and Equipping Americans Who Love Freedom. Featured stories. Obama wants to kill American citizen without a trial. If he's Al-Qaeda, I'm for it. Don't bother bringing him back. The problem is we're bringing back too many prisoners from the battlefield. They're fighting on the battlefield. Finish the fight. They're at the battlefield. Next one is a picture of Obama. He's got a crown on. Obama admits he rules the world. That's the good thing about being president. I can do whatever I want. Yeah, Bill Clinton said the same thing. He said that to a lot of women, a lot of women. Yeah, like, what was her name? Catherine Willey. She was in the oral office begging for a job. So because her husband was despondent and thinking of taking his life. And just as he took his life, Bill reached out and groped, groped her. And then when she came out with it, they threatened to kill her cat. Result of Obama's lie detector test, the Obama administration lies extend to economic data and the misleading stats that the government keeps putting out. Right now, the only one I trust is the CBO. That's only because they haven't been silenced yet. Barack Hussein, Subaka, Loretta Fuddy, the cult of Subud, and possibly Obama's real daddy. And they got a guy that looks very much like Obama. He does. But I'm not going to go into that. 16 reasons why America is upside down and has left us. I always say we lost our country. We're never getting it back. The only way you can get the country back now is through a revolution. And America's not up for the game. Holder wants to let black felons vote. How about white felons? Can't they vote? Or is this affirmative criminal action? Considering the overwhelming Democrat support within the black community, there's no question these 2.2 million felons would vote almost exclusively for Holder's party. Read and comment. We'll pass on it. Is beating a woman any worse than jaywalking? Oh, I read an article the other day from an imam, and he was talking about that women are 98% responsible for everything that happens to them. He described them as meat. And if they don't wear a burqa, they're uncovered meat. And they're not considered women. How's that? Yeah, is that what you want? You want a little Sharia law, honey? Watch Judge Jeanine's latest Obama-slashing opening statement. You know, there's something special about being an American, a sense of pride, confidence, the wind always at your back, even when you're in a foreign country. I gotta agree with her on that. I was in Kuwait when everybody was under the machine gun at hotels, under machine gun guard, and all of the visiting Europeans and other Arab countries, they were running up to the guard and showing them their passport, you know, and kissing his butt. And here comes Mr. America. Hey, how you doing? Right up the stairs, man. Yeah. And you know what that is? That's breeding. I was bred not to be a slave. And as weak as I am, I still have that pride. Yeah, kind of like a guardian angel watching over you or the cavalry riding to protect you. Not anymore. And she says that's the narrative she grew up with. Yeah. The only ones that cried that the Sixth Fleet should come rescue them are the guys smuggling hashish at Ankara Airport that get caught and were about to get the death penalty. And then they tell the Turkish police they have rights. They think that the Turkish police are like the cops that they kick around here and threaten. Yeah, it don't work that way in Turkey. You're the Turkey. And those guys in Benghazi, there was no cavalry riding to their rescue. They were sold out, and their cries for help were put on hold. Here's another one, how ironic, a gun control activist arrested for carrying a gun at school. Dwayne Ferguson, head of the Buffalo chapter of Mad Dads, I'm going to tell you something about Mad Dads. Let's go right up to Sandy Hook. 26 dead Americans killed by one little crazy bastard who killed his mother first before going to kill the other 26. Two armed guards, even one armed guard, could have killed him before he got in the door. And 26 people would be alive. Don't blame the guns. Blame the stupid mindset of fools. Get your priorities in order. Kids come first. Hypocrisy, bringing photo ID to protest voter ID. moral marches in... let me go back to Dwayne Ferguson, head of the Buffalo chapter of Mad Dads, was taken into custody after police, SWAT, and canine units swarmed Harvey Austin Elementary School on Thursday after the reports there was a man with a gun on the grounds, and he was found in possession of a firearm for which he had a valid permit. Yeah, and he was black, so he's got some recourse. Yeah, if he was white, they would have put a country smile on him and accused him of being a cracker. Hypocrisy bringing photo ID to protest voter ID. Moral watches in Raleigh, North Carolina are advised to bring a valid photo ID to the march that is protesting voter ID laws. And then there's the liberal zombie apocalypse. And no such thing as a liberal. It's a communist. Liberal's a polite word. That means you don't want to deal with them on their level. Their level is cutthroat level. They will kill you. They will kill your children. They will burn your flag. And you want to call them liberals? No, I don't think so. Not a smidgen of corruption at the IRS, Mr. Obama. My biggest kick is when they get caught, they immediately turn it over to the FBI. Oh, we can't talk about it. It's under investigation. Yes. See us in 7 years if you're not in a camp. One of the President Obama's statements to Bill O'Reilly in the pre-Super Bowl interview was that when it came to the IRS, you know, everybody was so disappointed with that interview that the Broncos couldn't play that day. Fox News, phony scandal, and there wasn't even a smidgen of corruption in his administration. I call him President Smidgen. Establishment rhinos losing donation war to conservatives. Oh, man. The rhinos got to go. They got to go. Given the unparalleled corruption of the Obama regime and the disastrous effects of Obamacare, Republicans should easily win the House back and the Senate majority. Colonialism's demise has brought barbarism and persecution worldwide. The killing of Christians by the Muslims is a big problem. And if you're a Muslim and you don't say anything, well, you're Germany, 1938. And they're not coming for me. It's not my problem. Il Papa is not a Rolling Stone. He's wearing, Pope Benedict. He's wearing a white ball cap. Hot stuff. Father Federico Lombardi, director of the Holy See Press Office, has called the Rolling Stones' recent cover story on Pope Francis superficial, negative, and crude. But they got a picture of Pope Benedict next to the story. Pope Benedict has gotten rid of 200 homosexual priests that molested children. Just so you know. He didn't just sit around and bless everybody. And we'll see what Pope Francis does. Pope Francis is definitely a friend of the poor. But I'll tell you something. If communism destroys the Catholic Church, communism will increase their flock by a billion. So think about that, fellas. We're jumping out. We're going into the music. We'll do a pretty girl. We'll do a pretty girl.
This song goes out to all the guys in the Witness Protection Program, the Battered Husbands Division.
Make a friend, they want for you.
A quick blog from Glenn Beck. Can't make this up. Dems appraise laziness. And the CBO now reports more than 2.5 million Americans are likely to reduce the amount of labor they choose to supply to some degree because of Obamacare. But don't worry. Democrats think this is a good thing. And during an appearance on ABC's News the week, as ABC's always be communist. This week, Congressman Keith Ellison, Democrat of Michigan, the town that can't pay its bills, lauded the Obamacare job losses because they will allow Americans more time to cook dinner. Yeah, what are they going to eat? Shoes? New York and Conservative Party backing Astorino for governor. Sadly, they don't have the Pope's chance in hell. New York Conservative Party backing Westchester's Astorino. Donald Trump isn't serious about running for governor. Conservative Party Chairman Mike Long, who is set to back Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino for the Republican nomination. I'm ready to move out in front for him as soon as he announces. He's the right candidate for this race. Nobody knows who he is. That's it. Democrats run in New York State, just like the Democrats run Connecticut. You look at Connecticut, we got some of the worst in New York, some of the worst politicians. They're not fit to be running in a treadmill with the shrimp for $295,000. Yeah. But Connecticut, I don't know how Connecticut can get up in the morning and look in the mirror. They had a lying attorney general, a phony, hypocrite, lying attorney general who stood up in front of the entire state and the entire country and told everybody he was a Vietnam War hero. And then he was exposed. They found out he was never a Vietnam War hero. So you know what they did to punish him? They elected him to the Senate. Oh, speaking of elections, this one I'm going to share with you because you won't get this anywhere else. I caught an article that was talking about Bernie Madoff, and I thought you might be interested to know. You know, he embezzled $50 billion, which is chicken feed to the government. They embezzled that in 5 minutes. But here are some of the people that Bernie burned. David Spielberg, 70% of Wunderkinder Foundation that David Spielberg runs was invested with Bernie Madoff. Kevin Bacon got hit. These are people over $1 million. And I don't know if this is his girlfriend, but there's a girl in a picture with him. Her name is Kyra Sedgwick, and she got hit too. Here's a real shocker. Elie Wiesel, his foundation, $15 million he got burned for. I don't know if it's Eli Wiesel or Elie Wiesel. It's spelled E-L-L-E. Sandy Koufax of the Brooklyn Dodgers. Now, this guy's got to be way up in years. He got burned. Eric Roth. He's a writer. He did the Forrest Gump story. He got burned. Larry King got burned for over $1 million. Zaza Gabor got burned for $10 million. Zaza used to burn all the guys. Right? In the end, it was a guy that burned her, right? Jeffrey Katzenberg from DreamWorks, he got burned. John Malkovich, he got burned for $2.3 million. And here's the last guy on the list. Guess who got burned? The Attorney General of the state of New York, who used to go after the stock market people. He went after big business. Our hero, Elliot Spritzer, he got burned. Isn't that something? So you learn something new today. You know, you're sitting around, you're having tea and crumpets. You can throw that guy's name right out. Losing weight after age 50, six tips, forget about it. You know what you do? Take a little bit less food. Number one, and free, number one bestseller by Robert M. Gates. Let me see what that says. Memoirs of the Secretary Memoirs of a Secretary at War, Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, appointed by Bush. Yeah, okay. They don't like him. You know why? It's hard, you know, when you tell the truth, people don't like you. That's the truth. If you want to know what happens when you tell the truth, you make enemies. I had a guy once say to me, tell me the truth. How was I as a worker? So I told him the truth. He was a double-crossing rat. And he never talked to me since. You see, the truth hurts. You really can't tell everybody the truth because they really don't want to hear the truth. But don't ask me to tell you the truth because I cannot tell a lie. I used to be in the Boy Scouts before they sissified it. Yeah, and now they got the Girl Scouts, right? They're getting a birth control lessons. Isn't that wonderful? Where are you going? Going to the meeting, Mommy. Yeah, won't be bringing home cookies. Let's see what else we got here. Some facts about communism and socialism. You know we're going communist, right? You can see it. You can see it. We're rewarding laziness and we're punishing entrepreneurship. So let's see what this says. There has been much discussion in recent weeks over the debt of Christianity too, and it's compatible with the ideas. Oh, the UN is going after the Catholic Church. The UN is a communist-controlled organization. It was infiltrated back in the 40s. Ask anybody that knows anything about history, and they'll tell you that's true. So let's see what it says. The ideas and praxis of the Soviet Revolution and even of communism, many even in the Catholic Church, believe that we share some of the ideals of the Socialist Revolution because it seems to them that communism, socialism, and Christianity are for the poor. No, they're not. That's their market. Their market is the poor. They're the easiest ones to control. If you're a Chinese and you're starving, and a communist comes over and hands you a bowl of rice, are you going to listen to him or are you going to listen to some capitalist who says, come to work tomorrow and maybe you'll get something to eat? You're going to listen to the guy that's putting the ache in your belly out of business. And that's how the communists do it. The easiest target is the poor. Namely that, and that's why they're in competition with the Catholic Church, because Jesus said the poor will always be with us and you better take care of them. So, that's how they divide and conquer. And now they're doing it here in the United States as they charge college students a more tuition interest. There is I'm not going to name the name, but there is a company that prides itself on taking care of the troops. It's an insurance company, and it prides itself. It's like it's almost their only business. So I signed up to to just register with them in case I wanted to check prices on insurance. And I got a credit card application in the mail from these people who are taking care of the troops. So I look at it, it looks nice. I turn it over, 27% interest if you get late. I said, how are you supporting the troops? You know these troops are living from week to week. You know that wives put extra food back in the commissary shelf because they don't have enough money for the rest of the week. And you're going to bang them 27% and you're telling me you're supporting the troops? Esad, baby, E-S-A-D, eat Shiite and die. Let me jump back to a tune. Oh, that's 3 minutes. We can't do that. Oh, this one. Did you go to church this week? Good time to clear your head. Article from America's Conservative News, news the liberal media buries or won't print. Obama marriage all-out war, Michelle vows revenge. While the National Enquirer claims that the Obama relationship has exploded into all-out war and that Michelle Obama is out for revenge, the allegations that the Obama marriage is on the rocks aren't just confined to the supermarket tabloids. Strange but possibly true. Well, they're going to tell you all the things that, about the divorce rumors. This is a divorce rumor. And let me tell you something. If Hillary Clinton could be the towel woman for Bill's romantic interludes, his peccadilloes, politicians will do anything. They will do what's right, whatever the poll says. Okay, I'm not going there. I'm not going there. Let somebody else dish the dirt. Well, we don't want to do that one. Ah, here's one you're going to like. Get your boom to the boom to the boom boom ready. Bom 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 dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon moon blue moon 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 dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon. You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Dang 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 ding dong blue moon. You knew just what I was there for. Without a love of my own.
bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, boo. Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, boo.
Here's a letter from the Concerned Women for America. In my family, there are some liberals, and they think I'm a male, a chauvinist pig. And these liberals are women. So to prove that I'm not a male, a chauvinist, a pig, I joined the Concerned Women for America. And the next time the issue came up about my political outlook, I presented my membership card. And yes, I'm a member. I'm behind on the dues of the Concerned Women for America. And I send them my radio show snippets. Dear Tom, and they address me as Dear Tom when they send me a letter, silenced in the final most crucial days of an election, question mark. Not when a CWA, Concerned Women for America, can help it, and not as you stand with us today. So you see, they know I stand with them. As one of our members, you're a critical part of what all we do and why we do it. So I have to read this at the dinner table. Please click here to renew your CWA with your generous online donation. Oh, that was to cover 5 years. Here's what's happening. Our anti-faith, anti-family, anti-conservative government is looking for any way possible to silence the competition. Man, I wouldn't be surprised if one day we all come out and there's a giant golden calf at the White House, especially in election years like this one. The IRS has proposed a rule change that would effectively muzzle conservative groups. Oh, this is where the muzzle-ins are. You know what I like when they, you know how they shut you up? They don't want to hear you praying. They don't say, you know, like if there's tragic news and somebody just took a bullet or an explosion, they don't say, let's say a little prayer. They say, let's have a moment of silence. That means shut up. Shut up, you religious bastard. Yeah, a moment of silence. So you know what that moment of silence is? It's a muzzle. And you know who makes you wear the muzzle? The muzzle-ins. Like a Concerned Women of America Legislative Action Committee. And here's what they're complaining. No more addressing political parties from the standpoint of biblical values. Well, at the last convention, the party of death, the Party de la Muerte, the ones who kill 4,700 American babies a day and call them fetuses, no matter what size they are, yes, they voted God out. Three times they had a roll call. The first time it was no God. The second time it was no God. And as the guy was getting ready to announce the third no God, one of the staffettes came up to him and said, whispered in his ear, you have to say there's a God, otherwise I'm going to lose all the Latinos. And the guy that was on the platform was a Latino. And they said, no God. And he said, please keep God, people have it. And they said, no, no. And he said, thank you. Yeah. And they lied. They lied. But you know what? That's what Democrats do in debates. They have two answers in a debate when they get caught not telling the truth. They lie more, or they will say the classic, so what? Get into a debate with a communist and see how long it takes them to say, so what? At any proven time and time again, the liberal left, don't say liberal. Liberal's a nice word for nice people. Say communist. will do anything within their power to push their agenda into law. Abortion, Obamacare, homosexual marriage. I'm against a same-sex marriage. I think that people should wear different socks. Need I say more? Even circumvent the Constitution? We have no problem knocking on our congressperson's door. Used to be congressmen, and everybody knew that men was part of woman. There was man and woman. Yeah, but somebody said that's sexist. Who said that? That beefy lady that goes around and beats up other women. Yeah, unbelievable. We're in trouble. Doctor said we're going to die. Obama's IRS, the hamstring of political speech. Okay, I'm going to jump to a tune because his master's voice is calling. And I'll give you a birthday of the king. Flashback I just got. A beautiful church, packed. A beautiful church, packed. 11 o'clock, high mass, three priests on the altar, four choir boys, nuns, priests. Today, I sat in church, the collection basket went around, there were envelopes and a $1 bill. I was putting $1 bills in the church collection in 1949. Oh, man, it is really sad. We're getting a beating. God is being chased out of the country. What is he going to do? Is he going to hold out? We're going to do the scene from Lot. Lord, if there's 50 good men, will you spare the city? Yeah, okay. How about if there's 40? Yeah, no problem. How about 10? No problem. Okay, Lot, get your wife, get the hell out of here. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. You have no idea how much trouble we're in. You know why? Because we've been conditioned over 40 years. Little things, all little victories. Every day the ACLU goes to the Supreme Court, and whether they win or lose, they win, because they'll be back tomorrow to try again. In the meantime, you're going out there, you're holding down three jobs, you're trying to save your little world, and you've got fat politicians. If you think the $179,000 a year is what they go to work for, you're crazy. You're crazy. John Kerry sat in on all the pharmaceutical decisions for the health care plan, made a bundle. And now he's going to sit, he'll be the first one to know if we're going to get a Keystone pipeline. And you don't think he's not going to make a bundle on that? You know they have inside tradering, right? They're allowed to do what they Wall Street people go to jail for. It is really sad. Okay, let's see what else we got here. There's a book out. I got to plug this guy's book because I'm one of these guys. I'm a browser. I'm not a reader. Throw Them All Out. His name is Peter Schweitzer. How Politicians and Their Friends Get Rich Off of Insider Stock Tips, Land Deals, and Cronyism That Would Send the Rest of Us to Prison. How is it that politicians often enter office with relatively modest assets? Obama came in with $3 million. Let's see what he goes out with. Clinton came in with nothing. He was making $25,000 a year as governor. He's worth over $600 million, and he only had a government job. Oh, it's the honorariums. Yeah, honorariums. That's the people's money, man. That's the people's money, but it's not the people's government. Regularly beat the stock market, but as investors, they regularly beat the stock market and sometimes beat the most rapacious hedge funds. How did some members of Congress know to dump their stock holdings just in time to escape the effects of the 2008 financial meltdown? And how is it that billionaires and hedge fund managers often make well-timed investment decisions that anticipate events in Washington? In his powerfully argued book, this book is a small-sized book. You probably could read it in a day. You should get this book. You'll have a whole new outlook on your government. In this powerfully argued book, Peter Schweitzer blows the lid off of Washington's epidemic of honest graft. He exposes a secret. You know the biggest graft collection machine in the government of the United States by politicians? Political contributions. That's a gold mine. That's their war chest. The Torch Torricelli got caught. Got turned in by a Chinese businessman. The Torch was taking him shopping and making him buy things, and the guy blew the whistle on Torricelli. He got like 10 years in jail. Torricelli walked with a $5 million war chest, and when Frank Lautenberg said, that's our war chest, you can't take that, Torricelli said, go scratch. And Frank said, okay, we'll just have to raise more money. And that's what's going on in Washington, my friends. One term per termite, and your problem will be solved. And no champagne contributions over a dollar. Why should GE own the House and the Senate, and you don't even have one vote? Your one vote doesn't count. It doesn't have to be that way. You are the owner of that building. You are the American people. You make the rules. And one of the rules should be, these guys don't make the rules, they work for us. So Peter exposes a secret world where members of Congress insert earmarks into bills to improve their own real estate holdings, and campaign contributors receive billions in federal grants. Nobody goes to jail. So he says, throw them all out. Light into the darkest corners of the political system, and he offers a way to clean house. So this book is highly recommended, but nobody's talking about it. It is sad. On one of these nights, I'm going to read that whole book. So here's National Pro-Life Alliance. At this moment, the Obama administration's hands dripping with blood. I put that in there. New IRS regulations to shut down freedom of speech are waiting to go into effect. In less than 3 weeks, your chance to comment on these new regulations will end. Your National Pro-Life Alliance would be subject to IRS audits, and I think this is the biggest fear of the Catholic Church, and probably all churches, that the government will come after them and eliminate the tax-free status. And that's why they are also muzzled, because they don't want to reap the whirlwind. And it's really sad. And if I had money, it would go all to preschool, private preschool, and private grammar school, with the emphasis on American history and American religion. The fact is, this regulation is designed to stop groups like MPLA from informing or mobilizing voters in support of pro-life positions. The best way to win the pro-life argument is to do what Eisenhower did in World War II, drag the people to the concentration camps and let them see what's being done. And that's what you got to do. You got to drag the people to the Democrat chop shops and make them look in the bucket and empty the buckets. 4,700 American babies a day. It's 5:21. The day is over. 4,700 American babies are dead today. 3,000 killed by planned slaughterhood. Of the 3,000, 1,200 are white babies, 1,100 are black babies, and 700 are Latino niños. And it is sad. It is totally sad. And when one life is worthless, all life is worthless. And aren't we seeing that today? Why do you think people are buying guns? Wait till women start to take gun lessons. If you think this country is armed to the teeth now, wait till women join the NRA. We will flood the IRS office with you and let fellow NPLA supporters petitions, letting them know you oppose this attempt to limit freedom of speech. So the pro-life people need help, and why wouldn't you want to help? Did you see the aid that was going into the Syrian camps where the refugees are? Did you see what was there? Did you see the big boxes? You know what those big boxes were stamped? Samaritan's Purse. Billy Graham is doing more for refugees in the Middle East than the UN and the USA. And what's Billy Graham getting? He's getting an IRS audit. Because he's anti-abortion. You lost your country and you're never getting it back. Here's an article called The New Feminism and How It's Destroying Women. Girls, you're in trouble. You're going to be very lonely at the end of the trail. Let me see what it says here. The New Feminism and How It Hurts Women. Let me see how they do this. It's going to be a video. Okay, I can't read a video. We'll get out of here. Let me see if I'm doing this right here. But we all know that the feminist movement is destroying women. Okay, it's time to go sissy.
I just don't care, you would know why. If you see what I wear, black slack, take 14 black slack, 3 RT black slack, make a cool radio. When I put them on, I'm ready to go. Man, you ought to see me with my derby on. I know that you would say he's gone. Black slack, mostly in the head, black slack. Well, that's what I said, black slack. I'm the cat's pajamas, cause I run around with crazy little mama. Thank you.
Okay, here's a little financial report. Sales, there's a vomit bag company that's just issued a two-for-one split. Sales are expected to double now that Rosie O'Donnell is back on the puke. See how she played her son to promote herself? All right? Thank God he's safe in a man's world. I pray for this kid. God forbid anything happen to him. She'll play him like Cindy Sheehan played her son. There's a guy, there's a mother who turned the love of a country against her son. A guy who gave up his life. He died on Palm Sunday. There's a chaplain in Fort Hood named after him. He used to bring communion to guys in the front line. He was an altar boy. He pulled a guy off the truck the day he died, Palm Sunday, and took his place. And he said, I go where my boss goes, whoever's boss is, I don't know. And then his mother dragged his body around for votes for the Communist Party, all the way down to Venezuela, and sat with Hugo Chavez, who was cured of cancer by the Cuban hospital system. Yeah. And, you know, she didn't even buy him a tombstone. She refused to buy him a tombstone. She said the government has to do it. And she waited. She couldn't put a little marker up there for the guy until the tombstone came. And that's what communists do, man. They eat their young, the ones they let live. So, Rosie O'Donnell, I wish her ill. I really do. Let's see what this one says. Teachers Valentine's Day note to their parents. This is from The Blaze. That's Glenn Beck. Remember Glenn Beck? Glenn Beck was on Fox. He had about five blackboards, and he told you everything that Obama was going to do. I couldn't believe half of the crap that was up there. But everything that he put up on those blackboards came true. The top down, the bottom up. He named the guys that were going to, Van Jones. He named all of the communists that were coming in to work for Obama. And what happened to him? He was sent to Coventry. Yes. He was good, Glenn Beck. Now he's in New York on the TV, but I can't get it in my area. And I got Verizon. I think Verizon is out of the Soviet Union now. I don't know. We're in trouble. That's all I know. You never know who's going to betray you tomorrow. Yeah. House Benghazi report concludes something new that aid admits some people are going to be upset about. A House committee formally concluded for the first time that there was no military stand-down order. No, they didn't use the words stand-down. They used the words don't get involved. Yeah. Given on the night of the deadly terror attacks in Benghazi, Libya, everybody failed. The President of the United States is the Commander-in-Chief of the entire military of the United States. Under Article 99 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, cowardice in the face of the enemy is punishable by a firing squad. And he couldn't pick up the phone, and nobody knows where he was. Are you Shiiting me? Some people are going to be upset about this. The allegation the military was told to stand down has long been used to accuse the Obama administration of not doing enough to save the lives of the U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens and others during the night of September the 11th. Ooh, September the 11th. What? That's a coincidence. That's 9-1-1. Yeah. Didn't we have a 9-1-1 in New York that everybody's forgotten about? We have to move on, Mayor Bloomberg said. Hello, this is Mayor Bloomberg. I'm on a hijacked plane. The terrorists say we're going to return to the airport. What do you think? I think you better say your prayers. Yeah, unbelievable. We got to move on. I like the move on people, moveon.org. Yeah. The Republican-led House Armed Services Committee, however, concluded in its new report that no such order was given. Rather, Army Lieutenant Colonel, they really went up the chain of command on this one, S.E. Gibson, then head of the site security team at the U.S. Embassy in Tripoli, was ordered by higher commanders to remain in Tripoli lest another attack take place as part of a larger coordinated assault. I wonder how many times they kicked this excuse around before they broke it. Huh? Well, we got another year before we say anything. We could use this one. This looks like about the best excuse. Do we have speech 27 where we say we feel sorry for the dead? Yeah. Give me the canned speech. Yeah. The term stand down means different things to different people. To someone in uniform, it means you ought to do nothing. That is not the direction that Lieutenant Colonel Gibson was given, the committee aide that told the Blaze. The finding is part of the committee's Benghazi report, set to be released Tuesday. You know, the Party of Death likes to release news late on a Sunday night about 10:30, like when they gave Osama bin Laden 4 months to escape, and then they finally had to do the coup de grace. And they announced it at 10:30 on a Sunday night. I mean, the guy was killed earlier in the week, but they saved the good news until 10:30 on a Sunday night when everybody's got to go to work and school the next day. Because you know why? They didn't want to see the country going wild with a weekend demonstration of how great payback is. No, they didn't want to incite the Muslim Brotherhood. Who gave the advice to release that information at 10:30 on a Sunday night? Who hates America? Who is working for Al-Qaeda? Testifying before the House Oversight Committee last May, let me see if I'm going the right way. The finding is part of the committee's Benghazi report to be released Tuesday. Stevens Information Technology Specialist Sean Smith and CIA security contractors and former Navy SEALs Glenn Doherty and Tyrone Woods were killed. Those two guys were up on the roof. They saw that mortar team setting up. They laser painted the mortar team for a gunship that never came. Did you hear the excuse about the gunship? They didn't have one. The closest one was England. Huh? The closest refueling vessels were England. I don't believe a word of it. They never told you what ships were off the coast. They didn't know where the attack was coming from, the aide said. They were given alternate orders to stay in Tripoli. Big entire cover-up. Everybody that lies for Obama gets a promotion. Testifying before the House Oversight Committee last May, Gregory Hicks, Stevens' former deputy chief of mission in Libya, did not object to Utah Republican Representative Jason Chaffetz's use of the word stand down in describing orders during the assault. I will quote Lieutenant Colonel Gibson. He said, "This is the first time in my career that a diplomat has more balls than somebody in the military," Hicks testified in May. But Gibson himself told members of the House Armed Services Committee in a briefing the following month that his four-person team was given no order to stand down, an assertion also made in congressional testimony to General Martin. I call him Dumpster Dempsey because I never see him in a combat zone. He's always in Washington playing basketball, and he's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. If Patton could get his hands on Dempsey, you would hear a lot of slapping. Yeah. And then a couple of gunshots. I was not ordered to stand down. I was ordered to remain in place. Yeah, I know. I was in kindergarten. I know the difference. Remain in place. Stand down implies that we cease all operations, cease all activities. We continue to support the team that was in Tripoli. Yeah, yeah. Can we get a cheer? Wait a minute. Stand in place. Put your feet on the ground. Cheer, cheer. All right, hang up the phone. We continued to maintain visibility of the events as they unfolded. You cowardly bastard. You little sucker face. If we would have went into Benghazi, it would have been catastrophic. Gibson is no good, should be relieved, should be drummed out of the service. He should have his head shaved. and this is what he said. Now, who's doing the reporting on this? Let's see who's doing this article. Madeline Morgenstern. Do you know her? I don't know her. Who's Madeline Morgenstern? Where are we? Let's see. I was not ordered to stand down. I was ordered to remain in place. One member of Gibson's team, a medic, is credited with providing critical care to Benghazi survivors who arrived in Tripoli. The Special Forces medic was instrumental in providing the support to the wounded that returned. We would not have been in Tripoli in order to provide that support if we could have gotten on the plane to Benghazi. The decision by my higher headquarters to not get on that plane was the correct decision in hindsight. Gibson's a coward. Gibson's a coward. They should have been on that plane. They should have crashed that plane into that mortar team. Obama administration critics have repeatedly used the stand-down order in suggesting that the White House, the State Department, have engaged in a cover-up in Benghazi. Who cared how they died, whether it was two people out for a walk or a 50-man assault fired, followed by another 50 men and a mortar platoon? Who cares how they died? What does it matter now? They're dead. Dead men tell no tales. I'm still good for the presidency. Yeah. How's that blood clot coming, Hillary? Oh, yeah, I had that. I think some people are going to be upset about it, the committee aide said of the report's finding. There is plenty to criticize. You know what Panetta said? You know what Panetta said as those guys were dying? We can't go in there, guns a-blazing. We don't know the layout. You had 50 guys there. Why didn't you get the layout when you sent 50 guys to die? But the criticism that there is a stand-down order, we just couldn't find support for it. Not in the sense that others had interpreted it. He was, see, they go by words, like Clinton, Bill Clinton, when he assisted the murder of 800,000 Rwandans, he said, oh, no, that's not the genocide. It has to be a million before we call it genocide. Oh, that's right, a play on words. But as we say, there was a reason why. The aide said Gibson was put in an impossible situation because of the White House inability to prepare for possible attacks marking the anniversary of 9/11. What words were spoken and orders given are only relevant to this investigation because of the impossible situation that Gibson was put in. Gibson is covering up for higher-ups. He's got a promotion waiting for him. The aide said he was never intended to have to respond to a crisis like that. Man, this is all pussy willow talk. It was not what his mission was there for. He was a soldier honestly trying to defend fellow Americans under fire, and he was forced into a position where he had to make an impossible choice. He should have died with them. That was his choice. And go there and die with them. It's easy for me to say, but let me tell you something. I couldn't face anybody knowing I let those guys die. It would be better to die with them. Do I stay and defend the people here in case there's an attack, or do I run forward to defend the people under attack, not knowing fully what was going on out there? You ever see the movie Patton? Movie Patton is a stream, and the Americans can't cross it, and the Germans are on the other side. And there's a colonel there, and goes, why didn't you cross that stream? And he goes, or river, if goes, there's so much firepower. He turns to a guy that's a sergeant, and he goes, what's your name? Smith, sir. You're now a colonel. Get across that stream in 15 minutes. Colonel, you're out of here. He was forced to make that choice as a consequence of the White House's inability to prepare ahead of the crisis ahead of that. They're just finger-pointing. The aide continued, this is a save our office and destroy theirs. That is completely unfair position to put them in, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you want to hear what some of the quotes are? Like we can believe a word that comes out of this sorry excuse of a government. Lies, 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 and more lies. Their words mean nothing anymore. Again, they are forgetting who they work for. As taxpayers, we should not be kept in the dark on any info. Release the emails, release the docs, release the radio chatter and transcripts. Release it all. Government info is the public info. We employ and fund them. For them to keep secrets is not acceptable. It's a joke. At this point, well, that's usually, let's see what we say here. Did we expect any different? No one doing anything to stop this. Administration's obvious corruption and lack of responsibility. No one. Hear me roar, is that blogger. And now, how do they come to the conclusion when they have still not spoken to all those involved? Government of any party will always side together when it comes to defending their power over the people. That's a good one. Wake up, people. It's not them versus Repub. It's government versus the people. That's Hear Me Roar again. The monk, too bad there wasn't a stand-up order given. Yeah. You know what Harry Truman said about the Congress? When they call the roll, they don't know whether to say present or plead not guilty. Yeah. Yes, we're all hot mad about this, but let cool analysis prevail. Yeah, it's easy to say. Yeah. Upon further contemplation on how they arrived at this conclusion, I submit to you for your consideration the logic they used to conclude that no stand-down order was given. You can't have a stand-down order until a stand-up order is given. Since no one can prove that Obama gave a stand-up order, that could never have been, he could not have given a stand-down order. Army Lieutenant Colonel S.E. Gibson, then head of the site security team at the U.S. Embassy in Tripoli, was ordered by higher commanders to remain in Tripoli. Some commander-in-chief's head should roll. Yeah, and he's got to save his job and his pension. The U.S. military is now getting the New York City cop treatment. If it comes from a man on the ground that there was no stand-down order given, and still you morons say no, you're splitting hairs, man, you guys will go to no lengths to call this president a traitor and a liar. And he spells traitor, T-R-A-D-E-R. Oh, man, we're in trouble. So they told you don't do anything? Why do we pay them for then? To just sit around and watch? You know what? There's less military experts in the country. That was the difference between the Greatest Generation. When they came home, they knew the difference between BS and propaganda. And they were harder to fool than the people who have no skin in the game and never served. And Patton, in his speech, tells his troops that when you go home, you got to stop the next fire. This guy, the 13th Imam, says the buck stops somewhere. Democrats have no honor. Next guy says, yeah, you hit the nail on the head, Indy guy. When Gregory hit kicks, testified in front of the Congressional Committee, he confirmed that he was present when a rescue team was stopped as they attempted to board a flight out of Tripoli to Benghazi. That's where the famous quote originated that Hicks attributed to the colonel, team leader, that he had never before met a State Department official with more Liberty Bells than the military. There may be some general officers who are quite surprised when the Patriots gain control of the country and they are standing trial for treason alongside the Chicago sewer rat and our sewer rat in chief. Help bring that about by taking to the streets with us for the American Spring. Well, that's May the 16th. Yeah. Our goal is to bring 10 million patriots to shut down D.C. and force the resignations of the traitorous bunch ever to see daylight. Oh, so that's why all the government, the post office is buying bullets. They're going to kill them in the post office. Oh, man. We're in trouble. Okay. We'll give you a tune. And I'm going to have to do a skedaddle. So this will be the closing tune. And I wish our grandchildren the safety that was afforded my generation by the Greatest Generation. But I'm afraid we got too many traitors and too many brainwashies. And our grandkids are in trouble. It is really sad. It is breaking my heart. And I wish that every American child could get a voucher and get out of these communist propaganda schools, because that's what's coming. Total brainwashing is coming. They've got all the colleges. They've already brainwashed all the college kids. Now they're going down to the foundation people, the 5-year-olds and the 6-year-olds. We're in trouble. And it's going to become more obvious. And I just hope we're not as helpless as we are now as it gets to become more obvious. We are in trouble. When you can bundle $500,000 up for Obama and get an ambassadorship, you know that everything is for sale. And you also know, and as I know, that the only ambassadors representing the United States should be vets in wheelchairs to show the rest of the world the price we pay, some of us pay, to stay alive as a country. So let me look for a tune. We'll spin the wheel. We'll do Twilight Time. Oh, no, we can't do Twilight Time. It's only 3 seconds. Somebody turned the lights out on it. We'll give you the Civil War song, where 600,000 Americans died in a contest over who's going to free the slaves.
Sure, an air smell just like that. I am the Crane of the 20th.